This is the Natural Eye Care Podcast, hosted by leading holistic optometrist Dr. Mark R. Grossman. Senior citizens are at the highest risk of developing macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eye, and more. The Natural Eye Care Podcast provides complementary and natural approaches to vision problems, eye health, and overall health. Find out how lifestyle, diet, and nutrition can help maintain healthy vision and even improve eyesight. Dr. Grossman has degrees in optometry, biology, physical education, and learning disabilities. He is a New York State licensed acupuncturist. With 40 years of experience, he has co-authored the book, Natural Eye Care, Your Guide to Healthy Vision and Healing. Dr. Grossman.
I'm Dr. Mark Grossman, integrative medical optometrist, acupuncturist, in practice for over 44 years, and author of 5 books on natural eye care. And today's podcast is on natural anti-aging, how to fight neurological disease aging that strains the brain. The proportion of the elderly is increasing rapidly worldwide. With rapid socioeconomic development, in 2019, there were 1 billion people over 60 years old. It is estimated that this number will increase to 1.4 billion people by 2030 and to 2.1 billion by 2050, including myself. The proportion of the elderly over 60 years old, which is me, I'm 68, is estimated to rise to 22% of the world population by 2050. So that's why it's so important to do nutrition, exercise, things we can do to prevent chronic diseases, especially with for our eyes and our brain. Human aging is a complex, multidimensional, and inevitable process that is characterized by a gradual and progressive loss of physiological integrity and functions. Neurodegenerative diseases feature a progressive loss of selective populations of vulnerable neurons. These can be classified as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, including cognitive impairment, neuroinflammation. The aging processes in different individuals may be driven by a range of factors, including genetics, with which we were born, physical and emotional exposure to the environment and other lifestyle considerations affect when genes get turned on and turned off. This is called epigenetics. Genetics can ultimately lead to health issues one may develop during aging, but epigenetics will affect and how they come out in your body and mind. Natural products for medicine and health have been used for thousands of years to help prevent and manage disease. Approximately 60% of existing drugs have been directly or indirectly derived from natural products. The advantage of drugs is that they typically studied for a targeted effect and benefits. The advantage of getting nutrients from whole food or whole food supplements is that nature naturally puts in many substances and antioxidants that help the body use these targeted nutrients. For example, in an orange, if the target is to increase vitamin C intake, there are many natural occurring substances that make that absorption and utilization of the vitamin C more effective. Taking vitamin C in a straight ascorbic acid format only allows the vitamin C that can be absorbed at that time be used, while the rest is eliminated typically through urine because it's a water-soluble vitamin. So if you supplement with vitamin C, it should be either part of a whole food formula, like we have a whole food vitamin C or a whole food multivitamin, so that it's buffered with bioflavonoids, rutin, or other minerals such as calcium and magnesium. This slows down the breakdown of the vitamin C in the body, permitting better absorption. Remember, it's not what you take, it's what your body uses. Most studies have evaluated the anti-aging effects of natural products in terms of the cardiovascular system, the neurodegenerative diseases, metabolic diseases, cancers, and osteoporosis. Now there are thousands of studies relating to support the brain and eye health. What are some of the best nutrients and ingredients for these conditions? Best antioxidant foods are green tea, colored fruits and vegetables, especially the dark grapes and like blueberries, soybeans, kidney beans, and chocolate. Resveratrol is one of the most studied natural nutrients with anti-aging effects and has been reported to have anti-cancer effects in medicinal plant screenings. Resveratrol is found in foods such as grapes, pomegranates, blueberries, cacao, and red wine. I myself take that every day. Studies have shown that resveratrol exhibits a variety of health benefits, including antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, and neuroprotective. Sounds good to me. Resveratrol supplements are shown to extend the lifespan sometimes in mice. So we can't promise that, but it is a good natural nutrient and also good for the blood vessel walls for people who want to prevent macular degeneration. Quercetin is one of the most widely studied flavonoids and is a potent scavenging agent for neutralizing active oxygen free radicals. Quercetin is found in apples, berries, tomatoes, onions, and lettuce. It also helps regulate glutathione, one of the main antioxidants in the body that helps reduce vulnerability to cataracts. It's anti-inflammatory and anti-allergic, so if you have any allergies, quercetin is really helpful for that. Curcumin, basically from turmeric, shows antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial properties. I'll put a little bit of curcumin along with a little black pepper in all my soups and stews every day because it is super for the eyes and it's super as an anti-inflammatory. It prevents oxidative stress and can protect against lipid and protein oxidation. Animal studies show that curcumin combats cellular damage and significantly may increase lifespan. So curcumin's part of my daily dosages. Taurine. Taurine amino acid, also super for longevity and the brain and the eyes. Found naturally in animal products such as beef, shellfish, and dairy. Since I'm mostly a vegetarian, I usually take it as a supplement. A research paper published last June in the Journal of Science found that daily supplementation of taurine increased the lifespan of mice and worms by 10%. Not only did the animals live longer, they got healthier. So not only are you increasing your lifespan, possibly, but health span too. Taurine is an essential nutrient found in the retina, and other features helps it eliminate waste buildup. So I usually recommend it for almost every eye condition, especially glaucoma and macular degeneration. My newest nutrient that I've been doing for a couple months is called NMN. Has been shown to have anti-aging properties found in every cell of the body because what it does is it increases NAD levels that get depleted with aging. So by increasing NAD levels, NAM can slow down the process of the NAD levels going low in your body. It has been shown to be helpful in glaucoma and macular degeneration. CoQ10, an antioxidant that your body produces, plays an essential role in energy production and protects against cellular damage. In a four-year study in 443 adults, demonstrated that supplementing with CoQ10 and selenium improved overall quality of life, reduced hospital visits, and slowed physical and mental deterioration. Vitamin C, we've already talked to, a potent antioxidant. A study in 80 adults with an average age of 60, those with higher blood levels of vitamin C did better on tasks for attention, focus, memory, and decision-making. It's also really good for skin health. So in summary, we all have some input into the ways we can reduce the risk of dis-ease in the body-mind. Visit us at naturaleyecare.com to do anything you can to help prevent eye problems, brain problems, and overall health problems. We want to not only improve our lifespan, even more important, we want to improve our health span. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Mark Grossman and the Natural Eye Care Podcast. For more information, visit naturaleyecare.com and drgrossman2020.com. Our email address is info@naturaleyecare.com. If you have any questions, call us 845-475-4158. And if you don't already subscribe to this podcast, please subscribe and review us.